Go Black Box Promotions TV here, joined by Cole Williams, headlining at the Starworks this weekend on Emerging Stars. How you feeling, mate?
Feeling great. Excitement's building now. It's fight week. You know, everyone gets excited when it's fight week because all the hard work's done. The last little bit now is to take care of business on Friday, which is the way in, but I might wait comfortably. So it's just letting the excitement build now, ready for Saturday night.
Brilliant. So like you say, fighting for an English title, your last outing was a Midland title, and what a fantastic performance that was at the Genting Arena. And now to be fighting for an English title, obviously I've seen what you did in kickboxing and progressed your way through the ranks in kickboxing and took over, really. And you look on the right progress to do that within the boxing, if you don't mind me saying. English title level, what does that mean to you at such a short space of time?
It's a great honour to win. You know, winning the Midland area title was a big step, really, because there's not many kickboxers that come into the boxing world that are successful, and a lot of people wrote me off when I said I was going into boxing. They didn't think I'd really come to anything, but I have, and we're now at the next step. I believe I can go all the way, but you have to as a fighter. So an English title is another step along the way, and I can't look past it. I was always told to stay in the moment, and that's what I'm going to do. Saturday night is just another moment along the way.
And not just stay in the moment, it'll be the man of the moment if you claim that English title. And just going on about what you say about kickboxers, people always said that kickboxers won't make a good boxer. I think that they're starting to change their mind now, especially with the scene, with the progression, the likes of yourself, Ryan, Rachel, and that's just a few to mention. There's a lot of kickboxers turning over now, and you're flying the flag, not just for kickboxing, not just for boxing, but to show that you can do what you believe in. And we're all supporting you. Have you got any words for your fans, sponsors, or anything?
As I mentioned on kickboxers, I mean, look at Ronnie Clark. I mean, I think he was a weight division above me in kickboxing, but he's just won the European title against probably most odds in a fantastic performance. There's a lot of kickboxers now that are switching over that are showing that kickboxers can actually do it as well. So that's great credit to the sport in itself. And kickboxing's been great to me. As you know yourself, you still coach it full time. Kickboxing's a great way into where I am now. As for my support, couldn't do what I do without them. You know, professional boxing's hard, and without the tickets being sold, you don't really get the chances. I'm lucky that I've got a good fan base behind me, and it's ever growing. Sponsors change every time. I mean, I've had 12 sponsors for this fight: Jobsworth, JJX, Hydrophonics, Standout Barbers, Phoenix. There's so many to mention: Ashton, Scaffolding. There's a load. Elite Consultancy. I'm sorry if I've missed anyone out, but I really had a load of sponsors for this, which really helped me. It's helped me pay for training camp. I have to work as well, but it's paid for me to have time off, so I can double up my sessions and train morning and night. So without the sponsors, I can't really do what I do. Without the support, I can't have the nights like this. So hopefully on Saturday night, I can pay them back and put on a tremendous performance to win that English title.
Which I'm sure you will. Thank you for talking to us, Carl. All the best for Saturday night.
Cheers,